You're listening to SBS News.
David Finney took his own life in 2019 after a two-decade career with the Royal Australian Navy. Since then, his mother, Julianne Finney, has been fighting on his behalf and for hundreds of other Australian veterans that have died by suicide.
I'm not going to bury my son and walk away. His name is Dave Finney. He was beautiful. There are 700 of him. We shouldn't, as parents, as partners, as siblings, be expected to bury people that, in my eyes, often should not be dead and just walk away. That can't happen. That has to change.
On Monday, after years of lobbying, she is relieved to hear the news that a royal commission will be held. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says authorities must understand the human cost involved.
There have been many initiatives, but the problem is still with us. The grief of the families, the hardship of the comrades as they have fought together and then have to deal with the aftermath of the fight when they return here to this country and they find it so hard to adjust.
Mr. Morrison previously resisted the inquiry, but the decision comes after a motion calling for one passed both chambers of Parliament. The Royal Commission will look into past suicides across the Defence Force. The terms of reference will be set after a month of community consultation. Minister for Veterans Affairs, Darren Chester, says the Commission is an opportunity to reset the agenda.
This announcement of a Royal Commission is another step in our ongoing efforts to build confidence, to build trust, but perhaps most importantly, to restore hope for those who suffered or are still suffering today. And we do understand that some people in our veteran community and their families will not heal until we have this Royal Commission.
The terms of reference will include themes like transitioning into civilian life, deployment history, and the availability of health services. But Julianne says the fight isn't over yet.
I've been disillusioned over the last couple of years, and certainly I'm trying to remain victorious today. But we need to hear the voices of veterans. We can't have bureaucrats and politicians deciding on the terms of reference. We need to hear the voices of those people that need to be helped.
Retired Special Forces Commander Heston Russell says it's merely the first step and a process which will bring up some difficult truths.
Now, this comes off a large body of work by so many people within the government and within the veteran community and is an amazing opportunity for us to now join together to go back, draw a line in the sand, and work together as a community to bring out the resentment, the issues, and the systemic failings that have seen our veterans poorly managed, supported, and transitioned from their life in service to afterwards.
Last year, the Prime Minister announced a permanent National Commissioner into Veteran Suicides. Mr. Morrison says that position will still be created and will work in conjunction with the Royal Commission. Labor's Defence Minister Brendan O'Connor says the Royal Commission has been a long time coming.
We are glad to see the government has made a decision, although it does seem that it's done so begrudgingly, belatedly, and because of the pressure that's been brought to bear upon them by the veterans community, the veterans families.
Listeners seeking support can contact Lifeline Crisis Support on 13 11 14, Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467 and Soldier on Australia on 1300 620 380. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.